Hello everyone, welcome to the podcast with myself, Leanne Juliet. If you're a returning listener, I must apologise for the absolute absence in my podcasting. If you're new, then hello, welcome. I go through stages where sometimes I just like to shut off from the world, and at other times I'm more vocal, more active, more seen, more visible. Also been, a lot of personal things going on the last few months, lots of chaos, but it's good, it's all good. I wanted to, let's just say, relaunch my podcast with a bit of a bang, relaunch it, reintroduce myself, and tap into this really powerful fucking frequency that I am embodying at the moment. So I've titled this podcast episode as Awakening the Dragon Within Me, because I love dragons. Anyone who's like a regular listener, I talk about dragons a lot. But what I'm referring to, Awakening the Dragon Within, is this is kind of like a reintroduction to myself. I've gone through a lot of shapeshifting recently. It's what I do naturally. I shapeshift into different frequencies, different energies, different levels of consciousness, different dimensions. And that is also the experience I offer to my clients. To shapeshift is to transcend into different realities, different dimensions, different versions of your consciousness, higher frequencies of who you naturally are. It's what I'm gifted at doing, because my frequency is pure fucking truth. It's who I am, it's what I do, it's what I deliver, it's truth. And what I mean by truth is the ability to pierce through you, through anything within your physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic body that is not pure fucking truth. I will pierce through it, through the illusion, through the distortion, to find the cracks, to find the distortion, and to reharmonize you into your highest frequency, your highest self, your highest potential. Which is why most people, and I'm stating this clearly here, I am not for most people, I am not for the many, I am not for the masses. If you are somebody who's into the whole fucking bullshit new age spirituality, I am not for you. I don't do new age stuff, I don't do love and light, airy fairy, fluffy glossy kind of stuff. I'm not interested in that, because quite frankly, it's bullshit. If that offends you, then good, because I'm not here for everybody. My energy, my truth, my passion is very triggering to those who are very rooted in their human consciousness. I am here for the ones who desire to play in a higher frequency, who desire to play in a higher dimension, who desire to play with pure fucking fire, aka me, play with pure fucking fire, truth, frequency, and transcendental expansion into like higher consciousness. I love to play with divine kings and divine queens, those of us who are here with a very specific spiritual mission to impact, innovate, and influence the planet in a way that has not been felt before. We are the pioneers, we are the revolutionaries, we are the galactic revolutionaries, pioneers, the maverick misfits, the disruptors, the ones who are charged with a spiritual mission to bring massive change to the planet. Now, I'm not talking about all that New Earth kind of stuff or New Earth leaders that a lot of people like cling on to. The term just, it doesn't vibe with me. I'm referring to the ones who are dragons. At a soul level, we are dragons. My highest self, my most embodied higher self, is a dragon. It's why I'm so connected to dragons. It's why I'm so involved with dragons. It's why dragons work. Yeah, I work with dragons in my healing business, my consciousness business, my transformational business, because I am a dragon. And I don't need to apologize for that to anybody or gloss over it or try and explain that to anybody, because quite frankly, I couldn't give two fucks whether somebody finds it weird, different, or whatever. Because I'm not here to be in service to the masses. I'm not interested in being of service to the masses. I'm interested in serving my soul clients, my divine kings and queens. And you will know if I'm for you or not based on my frequency, based on whether you desire to taste the kind of frequency that I carry, or whether it's too triggering, intimidating, or offensive, or whatever it is to you. You will know. And so I kind of titled this podcast, this like reintroduction podcast episode, as being about the dragon, about myself as a dragon, about you as a dragon. Yeah, because my clients are dragons. It's a frequency. I read energy. I don't see the human, really. I see the frequency. I read the energy. And I know when somebody's aligned for me or not. I know who I desire to play with in my divine realm and who I will just say goodbye to and not even invite in. Because this is the kind of frequency that I command, and it's the kind of truth that I command in my life and in my spiritual business. Is the kind of truth that I command is very discerning, because I'm coming from a higher dimension. My dragon self is a higher frequency. My dragon self is a higher consciousness. And that kind of consciousness, let's face it, is very much needed on the planet right now, because we live through times where there's so much chaos and fear and lower vibrational energy on the planet. There's so much, like, humanity is very much rooted in a fear state, in a lower frequency consciousness. We have people who, they're addicted to the material realm, and I'm not dissing the material. We live in a physical realm. We embody. Our soul, our consciousness, takes on the human vessel within this physical realm. I'm not dismissing the material, but there's a massive issue when people become too addicted to the material that they deny the spiritual within. When people get too addicted to anything that is rooted in the 3D consciousness. There's massive distortion there. And what I do for people, what I do for my clients, is bring a kind of truth to you that's not been felt within you before, because I can see through anything. I can see the root of who you are. I can see your highest self, your highest potential. I can see like a kaleidoscope of colors and frequencies and energies and gifts and divinity that belong to you and only to you. And I can see it all almost like a kaleidoscopic jigsaw as I bring the puzzle pieces together by removing the distortion within you, the energetic distortion, the multidimensional energetic distortion, because I play at the multidimensional in the multidimensional realm, because I see your energy and your frequency not just as you, who you are right now in this avatar that you're playing as, but as all levels of yourself that are currently intertwined within the multidimensional sphere. And it's for that reason that it's like that. I think that's, obviously I've had a lot of chaos in my life the last few months, which is cool because I love playing with chaos. Like, I'm a Virgo, four planets in Virgo in both Western and sidereal astrology. So I have a Virgo stellium. So Virgo is all about reorganizing chaos, taking chaos and making order out of it, which is what I do for my clients, because I take whatever is distorted within you. When you don't even realize it's distorted, that's the thing, because I can see it. I see the cracks in somebody's energy. I feel it. Like, I can feel where you're out of alignment with your truth, whether that's in your business, your career, your relationships, your body, your mind, your soul. I feel it. I see it. I sense it, and I reorganize that shit into pure fucking truth. And it's why people can, when people aren't aligned with me, it's why people can be so fucking triggered by me and intimidated by me, because I invite you, my energy, my frequency invites you to rise the fuck up, to rise the fuck up into your divine power, to unleash that divine power within you in a way that you've not felt before. Which is why most people get triggered around me. Most people are intimidated by me because of the kind of frequency that I carry, which is this dragon frequency of my higher self. I also have an aspect of myself that is very cat-like, the lioness, very drawn to wild cats, cheetahs, panthers, especially like panthers and like the lions. That is a frequency that I embody, but my highest self is a dragon. And not everyone is able to hold that kind of frequency, and that's something I've had to come to terms with. When, especially when I first started my business a few years ago, was because I was so distorted in myself as well, and following the masses and following other spiritual teachers and spiritual healers, and thinking, oh well, I'll try this, like, because I was I was not able to truly embody my highest frequency at the time, which is why I go through such massive purges in myself and massive purges in my energy in order to clear things out so that a higher frequency can come online within me. Because we are playing a game of consciousness. Those of us who have like very specific spiritual missions, whether you're like a spiritual person or not, like, you don't have to be like a spiritual teacher to have a spiritual mission. There's many people in the public eye, many celebrities, public figures, you know, public influential figures who are of this kind of embodiment too. They're just doing it in a different way through their presence, through their work, their divine service. But the dragon frequency, and I go off on massive tangents and I always forget what I'm talking about. But the dragon frequency that I carry is very potent. And the thing is, sometimes I struggle to find the right words for what I offer people, because there literally is no word in the human language to truly explain what I offer, because what I offer is very alien to the human, very alien. My crown chakra is tingling like fuck right now as I start channeling. My frequency is very alien to the human, which is why most humans are triggered around me, which is why I don't work with most people, because I'm not fucking interested in serving the masses. I'm not interested in it. I'm interested in the rare fucking diamonds who exist on this planet right now. The rare fucking diamonds, the rarest diamonds of them all. The divine kings and queens, the divine sovereign beings who are truly a spiritual royalty, let's face it. I'm not talking about kings and queens from a 3D perspective. I'm talking about the energy that we embody as divine, divine gods and goddesses. Let's just like call a spade, we are divine gods and goddesses. And that includes, you might have heard my cat chirruping there, and she came to say hello. That includes those of us who carry this dragon frequency, because the dragon frequency is one of transformation, very powerful, powerful self-transformation, a very powerful energy. And my dragon self, my higher self, is, you know, sometimes I think when we're choosing a higher consciousness level to embody a new frequency, to embody a higher frequency, it can cause the distortion around us as we're clearing things out of our lives that are not in alignment with our highest fucking self. Because you cannot embody a higher frequency whilst holding on to distortion, whilst holding on to something that is rooted in a denser version of you, whilst holding on to aspects of yourself, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, energetic aspects of yourself multidimensionally, in that are denser energy. You have to release that dense energy to transcend the dimensions, which is why when people work with me, they experience a clear out, an energetic purge, an energetic detox of anything that is not in alignment with your highest fucking frequency. Which can include relationships, it can include family members, it can include your entire fucking business dissolving right in front of your face as you're invited to bring online the alien consciousness, the higher consciousness, and build from a place of truth and authenticity. It can include things being healed instantly, because it doesn't fucking serve you to hold on to that shit. It can include anything that is, you know, just a clear out, an energetic purge, an energetic detox of anything that is just simply not in alignment with you. And I've experienced this so many times in my life as well, because I'm not interested in holding on to a denser version of myself. And I thank that version of me for what she went through, for what she's experienced, for getting me to the point where I am now. I thank her so much, and I have so much gratitude for those other versions of myself. But there comes a time when we have to close a door on that version of ourselves that's got us to a point, as we open a new door, as we open a new portal to a higher frequency, to invite a higher frequency to come online. Because that's what we're doing essentially when we play this game of consciousness. We're playing a game right now. Those of us that are of that, you know, that ilk of beings, we're playing a game of consciousness where our highest self is embodying our human vessel as an avatar. And just as in any game that we play, we can rejig who we are, we can upgrade our avatar to be able to go to a higher level. Any platform game you've ever played, you know, and I always use Super Mario Brothers as an example for like when I'm talking about multidimensionality and consciousness. But any platform game, because you can't upgrade your character there, can you? But I don't think you can. But any platform game where you can add more inventory to what you have, you can upgrade who you are, you can buy things for your avatar within the game, that is what we're doing right now. is we're upgrading our frequency, we're upgrading our avatar. And when we're upgrading our frequency, when we're bringing a higher frequency online within our human vessel, shit needs to clear out. Because the energies are two different things. If you're rooted in a more denser 3D version of yourself, but you're trying to bring a higher frequency on board, you'll blow up. Obviously not literally, but metaphorically, shit will blow up around you because you're trying to integrate a power that is too fucking powerful for the 3D body right now. Which is why the 3D body needs realigning, which is why the 3D body needs clearing out and purging and detoxing and clearing anything out of you that is not in alignment, anything out of your life, I should say, that is not in alignment with your highest frequency. Such as relationships, people, family members, friends, business opportunities, acquaintances, the way you make money, the way you live, the way you think, the people around you, everything gets cleared out. And that is the power of truth. And that is the power of my truth because it's my presence, my frequency that is the truth. It's the presence of me and the frequency of me that realigns my clients at a cellular level and at a consciousness level because in order to access this highest frequency, in order to transcend realities, to transcend realms, to transcend dimensions, in order to experience a higher frequency version of yourself, you must be able to hold that energy within your physical body or it will explode. You must be able to hold that energy within your physical body because our physical body is the house of our soul, of our consciousness. So you must be able to hold that energy within your physical human vessel so that you can access those higher frequencies. And that is why people come to me to clear the energy, to purify the energy, to purify the multidimensional energy. Because when we're holding on to shit from other lifetimes, and I say past lives, but it's more, obviously, I'm referring to multidimensional lifetimes, parallel lifetimes, simultaneous lifetimes, because everything is happening simultaneously. But sometimes it's just easier for people to understand it as a past life, even though it's not past because everything is happening right now. But whatever you're holding on to in your energy from other lifetimes also needs to be clearer. And I know I'm going off on tangents here and I started off talking about dragons, but I just go where the energy takes me. So I'll probably just title it something different. Who knows? Who fucking cares? Let's face it, who fucking cares? But whatever is being held onto within your energetic body from other lifetimes also needs to be cleared out. Soul trauma that you're holding onto, karma, generational or ancestral karma, or collective karma as well, because there's groups of people who have a collective karma about them. Whatever is being stored in your energetic body from other lifetimes also needs to be cleared out in order to transcend realities and to step into a higher frequency of, the highest frequency possible for you. It all needs to be cleared out. And that is what I do for my clients, especially within my one-to-one work, which is very bespoke for people because everyone's different and everyone will experience my energy differently. Everyone experiences my energy differently. It's why I'm able to facilitate instant healing for people because I'm going to the energetic root. I'm not here for any of that surface level shit that most people peddle. I'm not here for dragging shit out. Or keeping people in like a state of victim consciousness where you go around the same fucking shit and rehash it, the same rehash the same fucking shit over and over again. That does not interest me. If that is what you're interested in, of being working with somebody and rehashing the same shit to make your ego feel better, I am not for you. Because I clear shit out instantly. So whatever is not in alignment for you, physically, mentally, emotionally, energetically, spiritually, will get cleared out around me. It will. It simply does. It just has to, because my frequency is that of truth. And because the dragon within me will burn through anything that is out of alignment for your highest fucking self. I'm not interested in coddling people's ego. I couldn't give two fucks about your ego. I really couldn't give two fucks about your ego. I am highly disruptive. It's why I refer to my methodology as disruptive consciousness. Because I'm highly fucking disruptive to the human. Highly disruptive. Because I carry such an alien frequency, and I carry this higher dimensional dragon frequency of pure light that will burn through anything that is not in alignment with your highest fucking self. I'm not interested in, as I said, coddling your ego or making you feel better about whatever situation you're in. I get it, we all go through shit. I can go to the darkest fucking places of somebody. I have been to the darkest fucking places of myself. I've been to the rockiest bottoms of them all. I've been to the darkest fucking depths of my soul. And I will go to the darkest fucking depths of anyone's soul in order to find the light, in order to activate the light, in order to transform the darkness into the light, in order to, let's just say it, alchemize shit into gold, because that's what I'm really fucking good at. So anything that anyone is holding on to, and I will go to the dark fucking places. I've worked with clients who've experienced satanic abuse before. I mean, what the actual fuck? To transmute that energy, to alchemize that shitty fucking trauma into purity, into like a clearer energy. So I will go to anyone's fucking darkness, because I can hold that frequency of the darkness without it blowing me up, without it scaring me. I will hold any fucking darkness in order to find the light, in order to find the truth, because there is always truth within the darkness. There is always light within the darkness, always. Whether you've experienced like massive trauma or abuse or addictions or whatever, there is gold. There is pure fucking gold within that shit. And I say shit in a dismissive way because, yeah, I'm not dismissing what anyone's being through, but I don't want to hold somebody in a victim consciousness and coddle somebody's ego and be like, oh, there, poor you. I get it. Abuse is shit. Trauma is shit. I get it. I've experienced it. I get it. But I don't stand in my victim of being somebody like, oh, I experienced that. I'm like, no, do you know what? I'm fucking grateful that I went through whatever I've gone through, because it unleashed a power within me, because I could find my power through the pain, through the darkness, in order to transform that pain into powerful fucking truth, into my power. Because we have to remember, and people don't always like this when I say this, but you know, this is coming from a higher consciousness. People forget that we are spiritual beings having a human experience right now. And people get so attached to the human. So attached to the human. And we'll ask like, oh, why did that happen? And that's awful. And I will say to anybody, but your soul chose that experience. We choose our lifetimes. Before we come here, we choose what we want to experience. And yes, that's a hard fucking pill for a lot of people to swallow, especially when you've experienced shitty things. It's a hard pill to swallow because people's human will come online, people's ego will come online and say, well, why would I choose that? Why would I choose that? And be like, because it's a perfect fucking playground for you to... My hair is being played massively right now by angels. As I like tap into my fire and everything. It's a perfect, not playground, recipe for your growth. Because if we didn't experience something really shit, then how could we find our power through that? Yeah, that's what I ask people. If you hadn't gone through that, then who would you be without it? And they're like, oh, I don't really know. But also, we have to stop identifying as our trauma or the abuse, or identifying as, I suppose, a human version, because that is simply an experience that we've chosen to have at a soul level, at a consciousness level. It's an experience we've chosen to have that allows us to transcend into a higher version of ourselves. Some people are simply living a life of e not, obviously we all experience different things, but some people aren't here for the growth right now in this lifetime, and that's okay. Other people are here for massive fucking growth, and that's also okay. Some people are having what Dolores Cannon would refer to as resting lives, where you're living a life of ease, and it's okay. Maybe you've gone through a few things or whatever, but there's nothing really challenging. It's just a resting life. And other people are faced with like challenge upon challenge upon challenge because you chose a more challenging experience because you wanted the growth in this lifetime, and that's okay too. And I know I've said it already, I'm going off on massive tangents, but that's what I do. But the dragon within me, the dragon self within me that has really come online in the last few weeks, few months. Obviously, it's been there before, and I've tapped into that version. But what I'm doing right now, and what I have been doing these last few months, is really integrating this newer, more potent, more truthful, I can't even say it, TH, it's truthful frequency, within myself. So I just got he's scared just then. There's a noise in the kitchen. I think it's the neighbor's cat who's coming through the window because he's a cheeky little boy, and he comes in to like help himself to tidbits of food that have been left out for my cat, or to lick bowls or whatever. It just scared the absolute shit out of me, and there's like the noise of the bowl downstairs and the spoon. But he honestly just helps himself. It's such an opportunity, such a chance that just comes in through the window. He comes in through the door as well if it's open, but he just comes in through the window. It's just like I've just lost my train of thought there. Obviously, I was like, I don't know. But yeah, that's it with dragons. So, like, the last few months, I've really been integrating this very powerful dragon frequency into myself, which is my higher self. It is my higher self that's coming. It's coming more online because, we can tap into that higher self at any time. We can tap into the higher dimensions, higher frequencies at any time. But most often, we don't hold on to that frequency. We can tap in and then move out, tap in, move out, tap in, move out. But what I've really been doing is integrating this very powerful dragon frequency within into myself. This very powerful aspect of my consciousness, my highest self, who's a fucking badass, by the way. Integrating this version of myself into my physical reality so that I can play in that frequency mode, so I can be in that frequency full time as opposed to just tapping in, which is why you'll notice a shift in how I speak, how I'm showing up. You'll notice a shift in the work, the services that I'm offering to people now, because I'm not interested in serving everybody. I'm not. I've always known that. I'm not here for the masses. I'm here for the few. I'm not for everyone, and I'm okay with that. A few years ago, I was like, oh, just want to help everyone. And yes, I would love to just click my fingers and heal the entire fucking planet. But it's going to take a lot more than that. But those that I do work with, those that I do play with, and I say the word play more than work because I play with energy. We play with frequency. We play with consciousness in my world. those that I invite to play in my frequency are those who have a very specific soul mission, a very specific spiritual mission, to impact, to influence, and to innovate the world around us. We are the pioneers. We are the revolutionaries, the disruptors, the divine magicians. And our work is unique in the world. You know, somebody could be a musician, a singer. Somebody could be an actor. Somebody could be a public speaker, an influencer. Somebody could be a spiritual teacher, a spiritual entrepreneur. Everyone's different, because we all play our parts in the world, in bringing this higher frequency online, in bringing this higher frequency consciousness online through the service that we offer to the world of being ourselves. And those are the people I refer to as the divine kings and queens, because we carry such a higher frequency consciousness within us that most people can't hold in their energetic field, which is why people will put people like that on a pedestal. You know, you put a celebrity on a pedestal, a singer, a musician, a rock star, an actor, a member of royalty, 3D royalty, on a pedestal, think, oh my God, this person is so above me. They're not. It's just a different frequency that we embody. Those are my people, the divine kings and queens, the galactic revolutionaries, the pioneers, the disruptors, the maverick misfits, the ones who came to change a fucking game by playing this game of consciousness that we play as ourselves. And my clients are very powerful people, very powerfully influential people, because we carry this dragon frequency, whether you know that or not at a consciousness level, it doesn't matter. I can see that. I can see who the dragons are. I can see who the power players are. And I'm not talking about power from like a 3D perspective of, you know, somebody who's like, yes, I need loads of power and loads of like fucking influence and power over people, and I'm just going to be a massive twat to every fucker out there and get what I want. No, that's a 3D mindset, and I'm not interested in that. What I'm interested in, you know, the power I'm talking about, is being able to influence the world in such a powerful way that it brings massive change and massive light onto the planet, as you know, as we ascend into a higher consciousness. And I do that through truth, through my frequency, through my presence, which is why I'm very discerning about who I invite into my realm to play with. I have been changing my services and offers recently to be more in alignment with who I desire to play with. I am going to be bringing some other stuff out that is more like a private podcast, I'm feeling, something that is more in depth, a bit more out there for things that I wouldn't normally talk about publicly. So I'll let you know when that's coming out for a subscription to that. Other things I want to bring out as well, because let's face it, I talk a lot about alien empires as well. I carry a frequency of an alien empire. I'm not interested in just niching down and focusing on one fucking thing. I'm a multi-passionate. I have many, many different interests, many different people I want to serve, but all who come from that higher frequency of the divine kings and queens, the divine royalty of those who are here to create massive impact, innovation, influence in the world through our powerful dragon self. So I will leave it there. Thank you so much for listening. If you do want to know about like what I offer, you feel free to message me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram more, because quite frankly, Facebook bores the absolute fuck out of me. I am on Instagram a lot more. So if you want to chat about my bespoke transformational experiences, bespoke healing experiences, or anything else, or how you can like access my energy, access my frequency, and access that higher consciousness of yourself through me, then reach out to me on Instagram, Leanne Juliet, and I will chat to you all very fucking soon.